and welcome to BVTV. Today is our last episode after two very enjoyable years with you. But we will, of course, stay in touch through our main Bond Vigilantes blog. Before we go, we'd like to review 2018 with fund manager Stefan Isaacs, who's here with us today. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Elena.
Many investors would be happy to leave 2018 behind. What's made the year so challenging?
You're right. 2018 has been a tough year for risk assets across the board. And I think the main reason for that is as we've transitioned away from the tailwind of quantitative easing into what has been a headwind, quantitative tightening, we've seen that discount rate, the US yield curve, generally move higher. So the cost of money, especially in the US, which sets effectively the global benchmark, has gotten more and more expensive. There's been a real alternative in cash for the first time in many, many years, and markets have struggled in the face of that. And then if you add to that this question of populism and populist politics as well, the challenges in Italy, the challenges in the US, and the frictions between the US and China, markets have become unsettled and have tried to reprice cash flows and have demanded higher risk premium across the board in the face of that volatility. And as a consequence, markets have really struggled and go into 2019 with some real questions.
You've mentioned the discount rate effect on asset prices, but what about on corporate balance sheets? Do you think it's going to weigh on corporate profits going forward?
I mean, I suppose in the medium term, there's a risk that it can start to have an impact as companies pay more to borrow. I would say that isn't a concern for the short term. I think what matters a lot more is the outlook for the economy. So, you know, are we going to keep growing globally as an economy, or is a recession on the cards? What does that mean for corporate profitability and margins? Those are the bigger questions I would suggest for corporates rather than, you know, the cost of borrowing at least in the short term.
And what's your view on that front? Because many people are saying that we are near the end of the cycle. But do you agree with that?
I think it's the right question to be asking. This is the second longest expansion on record. Soon it will be the longest expansion on record. So definitely the right question to be asking. Our view is when we look at certainly the US economy, we look at the state of the labor markets, and we look at corporate profitability, etc., bank balance sheets, we don't see an obvious cause for recessions in the near term. But it is, as I say, the right question to be asking. This cycle is long in nature. It's unlikely to die of old age per se. We're going to need a trigger, and that trigger might come from the Federal Reserve tightening conditions too quickly. So we have to watch the Fed. We have to watch the data very, very closely, because we're certainly in the latter innings of this cycle. The question is whether it's going to be a recession in 19 and 20 or potentially beyond that.
And as we move, as you were saying, from quantitative easing to quantitative tightening, are we seeing value opportunities as markets shift? For example, European high yield is trading very differently to US high yield. Do you see any value in there?
So, not surprisingly, markets have looked at all of these risks that we've talked about and have demanded higher risk premiums. So, you know, markets have fallen essentially across the board. So the entry levels today are much more attractive than they were, say, 12 months ago. So one of the opportunities perhaps is to be buying riskier assets, whether that would be high yield, whether it would be investment grade, potentially the equity markets as well, at cheaper valuations than what were available to us 12 months ago. Albeit there are some very real concerns out there as well, which we wouldn't dismiss. I think we look though at the outlook for 2019. We see the economy holding up globally, and we would say that those entry points probably are attractive. So the ability to access the high yield markets at cheaper valuations, investment grade markets, financials perhaps stand out as well as being attractive. The Europe versus the US debate with high yields is an interesting one. I think a lot of that comes down to your view on politics, especially in Europe, and what does that mean for the economic outlook. It feels to me like the market is going to continue to demand a higher risk premium to invest in Europe versus the US. Whether that gap can close will depend very much on whether the politics can move forward in a constructive manner during 2019.
Thank you very much, Stefan, for your analysis. We will definitely follow those trends next year. And for our viewers, you will be able to follow Stefan's views and other M&G fund managers in our Bond Vigilantes blog. And until then, to wish Stefan and all the viewers a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.